Okay. I'll call the Common Council meeting to order for January 24th, 2012. It is 7:01, and let's go ahead and stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Boy.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
Before you are the minutes from the Common Council meeting from January 3rd. Did everyone get a chance to review those? Okay. I did.
Go ahead. What? Wait. Oh.
Okay, that's okay. I do have one change, and it's just a clarification on. Let's see, page 4. Right under the holiday pay public safety. 1, 2, 3. Fourth line down. It says chief of director. I'm assuming it's chief or director.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't see it.
Okay.
Under holiday pay?
The holiday pay public safety, that first paragraph.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I see.
Yep. That was the only thing that I saw. Everything else seemed to be in order for me, but I'll let the council. Anything else from the council?
One minor change.
Okay.
On the Redevelopment Commission, I replaced Jerry Freewalt, not Jeff, I believe. On page 2.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I see. You replaced Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, it says Jeff Freewalt.
It says Jeff.
Oh,
Jerry.
Geez. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Any additional changes? Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Ben has made a motion to approve the minutes. Nicole has seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Ordinances and resolutions. Before you is Ordinance 2012-1. Do you want a motion to read by title only? Or okay. Okay. I have a motion to read by title only.
I'll move that we read by title only.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, show the usual sign. Unanimous. Thank you.
Ordinance 2012-1, an ordinance amending Chapter 102, Section 102.02, Private Emergency Alarm Systems of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Bill, you've kind of spearheaded this effort. Do you want to kind of chat about it for a moment for the public to know what's happening?
Right. The only real change in the ordinance was in the existing ordinance, it required the officer at the scene of a false alarm to issue a citation to the business owner. And having spoke to several business owners over the course of the last year or so on this, it became obvious that there should be somebody or the ability for the officer that had the boots on the ground there to make the decision on whether it was appropriate or not to cite the individual, which would be consistent with most other laws and ordinances that the officer enforces throughout his career. So the change was to, as opposed to requiring the officer to write the ticket, it gives him the option to write the ticket or to give a warning, either one.
Thank you for that. And Chief, do you have any additional comments to make to that?
Really no additional comments, just that all the other infractions and ordinances, the officer has discretion to choose whether he gives someone a warning or a citation. And the verbiage in this one was, used the word shall make a report of a false alarm. So I don't have any issues with it, with the change to the ordinance. It just gives the officer discretion to decide whether a warning or a citation was issued, and our officers know which businesses may have issues with multiple alarms in a period of time. So I don't have any issue with it.
Just after hearing some of the situations that arose, I have no problems supporting this change as well.
Okay. Yes.
Will we have some way, I know Beate puts these in the computer, but of tracking this as far as now, if there's like this, their third call there or the second call there, will you know?
In our CAD system, we can track business alarms, and when we get called to them, we can pull date ranges and see how many we've had, and then we can figure out which businesses have had false alarms. So there is a way to track them, yes.
Okay. I know before it didn't seem like we did when we first established this.
Yeah, I believe in our CAD system, we can pull up business alarms, and we can figure out what address we responded to for alarms.
So that an officer goes to a false alarm, he'll be aware that there had been no or several alarms, false alarms at that residence, or at that business, I mean.
Yeah, he could get with dispatch, and they could pull up that information, and that could be accessed, I think, pretty easily.
Okay. So it's not necessarily at the police officer's fingertips and the in-car computers, but it is an available piece that dispatch can pull up for them.
Sure, and even it wouldn't have to be that same day. If we determined that there was a problem with multiple alarms in the business, right, we could address it later as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think under the existing system, even on third shift, it's difficult sometimes to cite them under the existing ordinance because there's nobody there to cite. So that frequently under the existing ordinance, then it's taken care of by the administration the next day. Anyhow, so.
Correct.
I've got just one really quick comment. In your packet, Rosie had highlighted the last sentence, but I did want to note that the second line has a change as well. So just so you know what has changed from the ordinance itself, where it says in the second line, officer, comma, in the officer's discretion, comma, may. It did say the officer shall make a report. And I just wanted to point that out because it looks like that's the only thing that got changed down there at the bottom, and it is the second line as well.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Thank you, Marcia. Okay. Any additional questions that we have? Okay. I believe we have to move the ordinance to a second reading. Would that be correct?
Unless it's an emergency.
Is this an emergency bill? Okay, can I have a motion then?
I'll make the motion that we move to a second reading.
Second.
Okay, so motion by Bill, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We'll move that to a second reading. Committee reports. Do we have any? We need to establish a committee for the trash collection. Thank you, Rosie. I appreciate that. As many of you know, we are coming up in June.
July 1st starts a new one.
July 1st we'll start a new trash contract, if you will, If possible, I'd like to establish a committee for the trash collection. In the past, we've had made up of Kelly and Rosie, and who are some of the others as a part of that?
Marcia. And Jeff.
And Jeff were part of that. Okay. Along with any council members?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. If you'd like to have, if there's a council member that would like to be on that, I'd be more than willing to entertain that.
I would love to.
Okay. Bill. Bill would love to be on the trash committee, the trash collection committee. Is there any suggestions that the council has in regards to moving forward on that committee? Is that a favorable thing you'd like us to do?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And if obviously as we begin to find information, we'd love to have your input, obviously, either through Bill although I'm sure he'll have plenty of input for us, that we'd love to have your input either from Bill or from us or from your email or phone calls or whatever. We'd love to get that input. Okay. We do have a change from the Planning Commission for the Planning Commission. In our last council meeting, we had chatted about and actually had a move to appoint Walt, I believe, for that for the Planning Commission board. And since then, I think we've found more rules or something to that effect. Was it just that Walt didn't want to be on it?
I think we just...
Jackie volunteered
for it. Is that what... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So in any case, the long and short of it is that Jackie has graciously stepped up and volunteered to be a member of the Planning Commission to join Jeff Walker and Dan Wiegold for that position. So we'll need a motion for Jackie to take that position.
I'd like to make a motion to send Jackie Work to the Columbia City Planning Commission.
Second.
Okay, motion by Dan, seconded by Nicole. Additional discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign.
I abstain.
And Jackie abstains. It's unanimous outside of Jackie's abstention. Okay, very good. Department reports. Let's start this time with Mike.
Do you want to hear it again?
Walt, would you like to make a report?
Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you, Walt. Mike Cook.
As I mentioned earlier, for some of you, I've been working on the tank cleaning. Every time we have rain events, our tanks fill up during storm events, rain events, and tanks we don't use on a normal daily basis. You guys are working on pumping those down and cleaning those out today. Last week we had to replace a UPS unit on one of our PLC panels. Those units are very critical that if we happen to lose power, they sustain the operation of that panel for a short amount of time, just like a computer, because that's basically what it is. It's a computer. And then it also has a small internal battery that we have to maintain and keep that has an alarm, and if they go into an alarm, we have to make sure we replace them within a day or two, because if we don't, then we lose all the programming for that particular panel. And when you lose your programming, none of your equipment works that runs through that. Pre-construction meeting is this Thursday, the 26th at 9:30 at our facility for the improvement project. So we're excited about that to get that finally moving. Been working on regular maintenance around the plant during bad weather, doing some cleaning, some extra things during this time of year when it's a little slow for us on certain things. And with that, like I mentioned earlier, the blower building that we have out there went through the construction that ended in 2008. Some of the older buildings had some pipes removed, new pipes put in. So what we're doing in this building is that last winter, during the winter time, we actually went through and they painted the walls, the doors, the trim and everything like that, the floors, and made it look new and nice again. And this winter they're concentrating on the basement, cleaning the walls and everything like that, and putting fresh coat of paint on the walls, the ceilings, and the stairway. So that'll take a couple weeks to do that. I mean, because they work on that, but then that's not their priority work. So, and that's all I have for this evening, unless you have questions.
Questions for Mike?
I just have one. What building was that?
Blower building. A blower building, it has three blowers in it, and we have to supply air to our aeration tanks for the organisms to do their job, live, and reproduce, and everything like that. So,
okay, thank you.
You bet.
The complex that Mike Cook handles on a daily basis is amazing. Really neat. Really neat plant. So. Additional questions? Thank you, Mike. Terry.
Worked with SDS Communications to try to solve a problem for the park department. Wanted some cameras down their bathrooms at the trail headway. So I think we found a solution for that and started the process on getting that installed. I've been working with Melinda Wheeler from the park department. We're building a new website for the park department. We had some issues with the old website and the people that we host them with GoDaddy.com, and they had some issues with front page extensions that we think we have gotten fixed this week. We lost the monitor and dispatch during the power outage that we suffered last week. We also incurred something that hadn't happened here before. Our generator didn't start, and so we lost power to all of our radios and our phone system. So that was kind of a hairy morning for us. Luckily, since we have such a good relationship with the county, they were able to handle all any kind of dispatching that we needed and handle all 911 calls that were sent to us. We've been working with Preferred IT Group on our firewall setup, so our secondary internet access connection will be set up and working this week. That will give us a rollover feature. If one connection dies, roll over to the other one, and we'll be able to continue our service. And that's all I have for tonight. Oh, one more thing. We got about 40, 45 applications for the dispatcher position that we have open. So they've been weeded down to 6, which were given to the mayor's office to set up interviews. And then the rest of them were given to Rosie's office. And they send out the letters advising that you didn't get an interview. And so we really appreciate what her office does and the mayor's office does, because that's an awful lot of work. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry?
What was the cause the generator didn't start, and is there some system in place you have that you periodically check that?
Yeah, the generators are set. It's set to self-start and self-test every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. We have service. Troy Gothrop from the utilities, he handles the generators throughout the city, and they had them. They called them out, but they didn't show up for a couple hours. And our UPSs and stuff are only going to last, you know, probably an hour. So as each one started to die off, equipment started to die off. And I haven't heard the report back. I don't know if Rosie has on what they found, or if they came in and serviced it the next day and were checking. They thought there was a possibility that there was enough gas pressure for it to start. Because if it doesn't have enough, it's a natural gas generator, so if it doesn't have enough pressure, it won't start. So I don't know if that's what they found out was the problem, not they thought it was that day.
I think that's what we're waiting on to see, because he was getting the gas company to come in on it. Yes.
It's the first time it's ever happened for
us.
I mean,
never
in
failed.
All the years I've been here, we've never had it not start.
Yeah. It was a hairy morning. Additional questions for Terry? Thank you, Terry. Kelly.
Every year around this time, we pair up with, we have two of our guys pair up with the electric crew. They cut trees throughout the town, and we help them in that process. We've been doing that for a couple weeks now, I think, and I don't know how many trees are left where, but there's nine left, I guess. And the snow removal, we've had worked on it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and went through the alleys Monday morning. And want to thank Mike Cook for helping us with his truck and his body to help us plow those alleys out. And we've been going through our equipment then and cleaning it up, spraying it down, and going through the hoses and everything to make sure we're ready for the next event that comes along, and working with our mechanic on that and that kind of stuff. And I've been doing some televising in the Columbia Shores area on some lines, and we also have an inspector that we have to have down on Simonson Street now to finish up a pipe job, that the South Chauncey Street pipe job that's getting close to being wrapped up, and they'll probably have Line Street shut down at Simonson probably tomorrow, maybe for the next couple days. So, and Jackie, the curb cut that I think we talked about last meeting, that gentleman has the letter, and he was looking to get started on that here coming up shortly. He may come back to the board and ask for an extension, because the asphalt wouldn't be ready until probably that's April, right. So but he's good to go with it. That's all I have at this time.
Questions of Kelly? I got the privilege of riding around with Kelly probably 2 weeks ago, and I have a lot of admiration for those guys, especially as they plow alleys, because you would be amazed at the twists and turns that the alleys within our community have. It's pretty amazing. So, and I do want to commend Kelly and the street department. They did a very good job in very difficult circumstances on Friday night, especially with all the activities that were happening around our community, not only on Friday night with the basketball game and things like that, but also the next day for the Fire and Ice Festival. The roads, I know they worked until at least 9:30 on Friday night, and they came in at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. And worked and did a wonderful job, and I want to commend them for doing that. The kids really enjoyed the big snow mounds during the Fire and Ice Festival. So, I think I saw three or four different snow slides on those mounds, so that was pretty neat. So thank you, Kelly. Thanks for the work that you guys do. Larry.
We had a major power outage. We had two lightning strikes. One was on Ellsworth Street down by Goma, and the other was not very far away, right behind Carter Meats. We got the three switches were blown off of the pole down by Goma. We got those fixed in a very hurriedly time. And then we came to our big problem. This pole is up a hill, and of course it was muddy and rainy, and we tried getting at it several different ways, and finally we called Kelly to bring down his payloader and hook the payloader on our bucket truck, and then both of them were stuck. Finally got those two pieces of equipment out, and then we brought our other bucket truck down and got the winches, and we physically winched the other one in place. And once we got it in place, about 20 minutes later, we had power back on, so we had about a 3-hour dilemma getting at the pole, and the rest was easy. Of course, we had 30-some trees that the tree board had given us to begin with. We've been working on those and got it down to 9. And of course, after we get that finished and the ground hardens up, then we'll go back and start to stump grinding. And of course, the emergency ash trees that we have all those stumps to grind too, so we have quite an ordeal with stumps. And we've got a couple services to put in tomorrow, weather permitting, and basically that's it.
Questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Mike Deer.
We hooked up some auxiliary contacts in our control panel for our lift station. That way we could hook some wires up to those contacts, and on our SCADA system inside now we can tell if those pumps are running and the runtime hours and everything. And then we took another regular 4 distribution samples for bacteria, and everything was fine on those. We received 54 applications for our opening, and narrowed that down to 6, and we started this week the interview process. There's 4 people doing the interviews. And then we completed almost 30 work orders this week and changed out 11 different water meters, updated to a newer style meter. And I guess that's basically about it. So.
I do want to let the council know that the individuals on that board, on the interview committee, if you will. I don't want to get too involved with committees here, but Mike and Rosie and myself, as well as Todd. So we have 2 members from the water department, Rosie and myself, that are going through those interviews. So, and good applicants, it looks like. So, additional questions that might get. Okay, Captain Hively.
I'll just pass it on.
Chief.
I'm sure everybody knows that we've promoted 2 officers to Detective Sergeant, Gary Archibald and Robert Stevenson. They've been involved in multiple investigations since they've started, and they've been able to work with a lot of different agencies, anything from the Sexual Assault Treatment Center, and they've spent time with some Indiana State Police crime scene technicians. So they're doing a good job getting some training in that way. And the captain and I both have spent time with them doing some on-the-job training. That's going to continue for quite some time. They've been scheduled some mandated training that they're going to attend in March so they can be on the sexual assault response team. So that's stuff that we're going to be continually working on with those guys. The captain's worked on a schedule, and we now have a schedule in place. We just have a couple officers that have switched shifts. So I believe this schedule now is going to be that way for a while, so guys know what rotations are going to be in, things like that. We have met with the second and third shift supervisors and talked with them about kind of our vision, our goals, our expectations of them. And this week we're going to schedule meetings for each shift where we will meet with the supervisors and the officers to kind of discuss those same things. So those meetings will be scheduled by the end of the week. I started to reach out a little bit to some other chiefs of police departments that are similar to our size and just trying to network with them a little bit and get some ideas from them. And we've also started reviewing the standard operating procedures for our department and just going to review those and see if we need to make any changes. And the captain has started a equipment inventory for every piece of equipment that our department owns. And there's going to be a lot of time involved in that, and I'm fortunate that he's taking that on. He's going to have a lot of time involved in a total inventory of all of our equipment. So that's ongoing, and we'll hopefully get that done soon.
Questions of Chief Longball?
Is that just an update, or that's never been done?
It's just an update. Each vehicle has its own separate inventory, and we're just going to go through and make sure we have the items that we're supposed to have and that they're in the proper vehicles and that everything's in good working order.
Can we tell when the last time there was an inventory done? Was it? Are we talking it's been years?
I don't know about
the
inventory. I know that Sheriff's have done vehicle inventories, I believe, in the past year. As far as a whole department inventory, I'm not sure when the last one's been
done. We do an asset list every year, and it's given to the department head to update and get rid of, mark if they've gotten rid of something, and we've missed it. That's what I was going to ask you. Did you get our list to kind of go by, too?
Not yet, but I'll get it, and I'll pass it on to the captain so we can make sure that the list are...
Because sometimes things get... Mm-hmm. Bought and not got on there, gotten rid of, and not gotten taken off. So,
additional questions? Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Last week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I had the opportunity to go to the Indiana Parks and Recreation Conference. Usually, I go to that every year, and that was by far the best one I've ever been to. To kind of give you I went to a total of 7 different sessions, but I wrote down 4 of them that you might be interested in knowing. Went to a pool water testing. It was very informative on different ways to test pool water. Playground safety. I went 3 years ago to playground safety instruction certification class, and it was good to go back to that because you kind of forget over so many years what you might have learned in the class, so it was good to go to that. Went to a grant searching idea class. They gave you several different ideas of places you could look for grants. I thought that was very good. And then went to a fun one, which is kind of a basically science experiments for kids that you can incorporate in camps if you did those type of programs, which we do have a kids camp in the summertime. So it was a great conference, really, really well attended and good information. Baseball and softball registration starts February 1st. A lot of people are kind of surprised it's getting right around the corner. It's literally, you know, a week and a half away we'll be registering kids. Our father-daughter dance is next Friday. I want to invite you to that. That's the Church of God starting at 6 o'clock next Friday. It is sold out. We allow 350 tickets to be sold, and they were sold out last Friday. We're doing something a little bit different with the dance this year, with having princesses that are actresses out of Fort Wayne. They'll be here acting out their role of different Disney princesses. Snow White, I know, is one of them.
not exactly sure of the second one, but I think it'll be a new experience for the girls, specifically the younger ones. I think they'll really like it. Terry mentioned our website. I think it'll be really neat when we get our new website going. That might be 3 to 4 weeks away yet, but I was able to stop in there and see what he and Melinda have been working on with that, and neat pictures, a lot of neat color. I just think it'll be a good improvement for our department. The trail project update, I had a park board meeting last night. I wanted to inform you on what they decided in that meeting. The first phase of this project, which is the most important phase in their minds, is the trail and the bridge. They are planning on rebidding the trail and the bridge separately in hopes that they will save more money. And then tackle plan phase B would be the trailhead bathrooms, and look at that later and see how much that would cost. And so trail and the bridge would be the first phase, and our hope is that we'll have these bids going here in the next month or so, and potentially starting the construction on that later this spring. Snow removal, we've been doing some of that. Fortunately, when we get 6 inches of snow and it melts real fast, it scares me. We did avoid flooding. I don't know how, but when we get 6 inches of snow and rain, it's even worse. But we avoided all that, so it was great. I want to thank the water department. They gave us one of their older trucks to the park department, and it's a service truck. It has a bunch of different cabinets on it. We're planning on using that to actually service some of our outside bathrooms at different parks and have everything that we need there in that truck. And so it'll be a big help for us, and I know our guys are excited about that. So that's all I have.
I want to add to Mark's report that the park board over the last two meetings have really tried to be strong in the face of adversity, really, with the trail and the trailhead bids both coming in high, trying to be good stewards of the resources that they have, and finding ways in which to work around that, whether it be the phasing of the project or what it is. And so I'm thankful for the park board of the work that they've accomplished, again, in the face of adversity. So and Mark has been a leader in that, and I appreciate that about his leadership. So any questions of Mark? Okay, thank you, Mark. Marcia.
I have nothing this evening there.
Rosie. Mm-hmm. Jackie.
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I did have.
Yes, Rosie.
On Bill, are we staying with the same committee and just adding Bill on the trash?
I believe so, okay. Yes. I believe that's what I heard. So, okay. A couple of things I wanted to let the public know about was that the second week of the year, which would typically be our common council meeting, that we had to move to the first week. It's because our council, myself and Rosie had all went to the IACT, basically the newly elected officials boot camp. And I think, at least for me personally, and I'll let the others speak, but I think it was very helpful for me. There was a lot of different components of city government that they had, I guess, sessions on that was helpful for me providing effective leadership for this community, and I know, at least in talking with the other council people, that they thought it was very meaningful and learned a lot. So does anybody have any comments about that?
We just feel like how fortunate we are with the employees that we have.
Absolutely.
After hearing some of the stories that you hear from other cities, we are very blessed with the people we have working here in our community. Yeah. So, We're very grateful for what you guys do, because we had none of the stories that we heard down there. So thank you very much.
And it is a good thing to go to. You pick up a lot of little things that you don't think about. You hear from other people, and it's just helpful.
Additional comments? Okay. Another thing I wanted to let council know about, and I don't know, are you guys do you guys get the IACT bills and stuff? So you know what's happening with Redevelopment Commission and some of those different bills that are in the State House that I think really, that we need to take a really hard look at. in specific, there is a redevelopment commission. There are two different redevelopment commission bills that I personally think would be a hindrance, not only on our redevelopment commission, but furthermore on the states, across the state, the redevelopment commission. So, and I've been very vocal to our legislators about that. So I just wanted to let you know that. And there's also an open door law that is going through that we need to take a good look at. So just in the reporting requirements to the public specifically and the limited resources that we have. Okay. Another thing I wanted to report on, since Jeff is not here, is that one of his new job duties, as you probably know, is kind of focused toward economic development. And that is not in competition with our Whitley County Economic Development Corporation, but very much in partnership with. It provides a single point of access from the city's point of view. And Jeff actually went to an economic development, basically an economic development week-long course that I know you all got notes about. But I wanted to let the public know that's kind of Jeff's job is changing a little bit, and I think he's excited about that. And he will be. We're going to work in tandem on the economic development portion because obviously that's a big piece of how we grow this community. And so I'm thankful that he's been willing to take on that. That component. So outside of that, that's all that I have.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Anything from the audience? Okay. Thank you, guests, for being here, by the way. If there's nothing else, then I'll call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.